This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. This hour we're going to be talking Pottawatomie County schools, and then later in the hour we're going to also be previewing this weekend's Juneteenth event here, the 30th anniversary of that event happening at City Park. We'll start here, though, with Pottawatomie County Schools. We have USD 320 WAMIGO Superintendent Tim Winter in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And also have USD 323 Rock Creek Schools Superintendent Kevin Logan in studio. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Brandon.
Glad to have you guys in once again. Summer vacation continues here for the students here in June, but it's flying by, isn't it?
It really is flying by. I looked at my June calendar last week, and it's completely full, and we have a lot still going on. Even though students are not in session for classes, we have a lot of students in and out of our buildings taking part in summer workouts and other activities.
We were talking here ahead of the program. The sports season wrapped up a little bit not that long ago here, right around Memorial Day weekend, and there's quite a battle with weather here, wasn't there?
Very much so. The weather during the state week of sports was very detrimental to getting those in. We actually had both track and state baseball postponed from when they started. Our boys finished up second place state baseball on Memorial Day evening, and that should have been wrapped up on Friday prior. And then track, our last high jumper wrapped up on Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, and that should have been on Saturday. So, yeah, it got spread out quite a bit, a lot of transportation issues, housing issues, and keeping the teams together. But all in all, Keisha did a good job. Our coaches across the state, our coaches at Rock Creek did a wonderful job with adapting, and so did the student-athletes.
And, Tim, I understand there's some issues with track for your school as well, but also golf.
We were all at Wichita for state track, and our 4x4 team, the last race of the meet, they got rained out Saturday night and showed up Sunday morning to finish that race, and it was a bright, sunny morning, but storm rolled through, and they had to endure another delay. But it was a great meet for our kids. It was the most kids we'd taken to state track, I believe, in about 7 or 8 years, and had a lot of great individual and team performances. Coach Moody did a fantastic job, and he got an extra night with about a half a dozen kids in a hotel room eating pizza so they could finish out that last couple events. And then state golf. Coach Scott Kitch, his first year as our golf coach, he's been coached girls the last 2 years, but first year as a boys coach, he won a league title and took his team to state, and they finished fifth as a team. And they started out on Tuesday before Memorial Day in Winfield, Monday in Winfield, and got rained out after a few holes and tried to stick around and see if the next day would be playable. And it was not, so they came home, rescheduled for the following Tuesday. Of course, the rains kept coming, and Winfield was not going to be playable, so they changed the entire sites and ended up playing at Dodge City, I believe, on that Thursday after Memorial Day weekend, and had a strong showing, and it's a young, very young team, and they came through and, like I said, finished fifth and really had a good season.
That seems like that'd be incredibly difficult here to have those many schedule changes, because people plan things. They plan trips and everything right around the end of May or early June. And just for the fact that they were able to get those in, I guess that's a pretty good scenario there.
Yeah, you're right. Some people probably did have some things planned. I don't know. I know all of our team that qualified. They all made the tournament and finished. So I don't know if anybody had to change plans, but it's very likely some did.
Wow. Yeah, ours were in the same boat. A lot of plans being changed, but like I said, everyone adapted to it and had a good time and a good finish to the year.
And high school sports such an important part of the high school experience for a lot of students here, and especially at the smaller schools, because that really kind of is the lifeblood of the community, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the main sources of entertainment for most everyone in the community, in our smaller communities. So it's what people get excited about. And, it's an opportunity for students to, it's not in the classroom, but it's still learning. They're learning teamwork and commitment and dedication. And and what it feels like just to really be put in a hard situation and have to perform in front of people.
Yeah, yes, it's one of those places where they can show off publicly how they're doing. You know, there's some activity and co-curricular events that can be done that are classroom-oriented. But people tend to flock towards the music programs, the plays, and then obviously the sports.
Well, we get a little bit of a break here now, but it won't be too long. And you mentioned there's students coming in and out doing workouts now, and because football will be here before you know it, and the other fall sports. So we'll get a little bit of a break here. What else is going on here this summer at each of your districts?
Well, I would like to say that we also recognized a couple other students at our board meeting Monday night. Blaine Hoopy and Lauren Schaefer were recognized for their forensics accomplishments. They are Wamego's first ever 4A state champions in dual interpretations. That was a new event at state, I understand, and they just did a phenomenal job, and they qualified for nationals and went on to nationals along with several other students. And I believe they placed like 36th out of almost 200 entries at nationals, so they did a fantastic job. And we also recognize Blaine. Blaine has just a whole list of awards, but he's so busy we could never get him to a meeting, so finally we had to wait till things slowed down a little bit, and he made it to the June meeting. And he was the recipient of a $3,000 scholarship. It's the annual Kansas Financial Scholars Essay Contest. And out of almost 100 entries, Blaine was the winner. And it really was an extensive process. He had to not just fill out the application, but he had to write an essay. He had to interview someone in the career of his choosing where he's interested in going, which I believe was landscape architecture, and he had to interview this individual and just ask about their business model and so forth, and just a lot of work, and we're proud of Blaine for winning that scholarship, and it's part of what qualified him to do so is all of our students have to take a financial literacy course, and the Bank of the Flint Hills sponsors some of the coursework for that. It's EverFi. It's a online financial literacy material that we utilize, and Blaine applied for that scholarship and won it. So happy for him as well.
Good for him. That's a great scholarship. $3,000. Nothing to look at here. That's a good amount of money is what I'm trying to say. And what about you, Kevin? Do you have any good news to report?
Oh, all sorts of good news going on. Shanna Schmidt, who's an English teacher at Rock Creek High School, took a group, including some Rock Creek students, to London. And the things are getting to see, I guess, are completely amazing. So we're excited for that group and to hear their stories when they get back. And then last week, one of our junior high teachers, Adam Plummer, took a group of junior high students to Washington, D.C., and they toured many of the historical parts of the city and the Smithsonian. So, again, looking forward to hearing their stories when they return, and they did get back over this weekend. So really exciting things going on there. Like Tim had said, a lot of students in the building, all sorts of camps going on, whether it be football camps, volleyball camps, younger kids basketball camps, all happening at the same time. We're getting the building ready for next year. We did have water damage in our gym from the snow and rain event that we had last Thanksgiving. So we've got some repair work going on in our gymnasium along with all the other construction going on out at the Rock Creek campus right now. So it's a hopping place. Down at St. George and Westmoreland, we have summer school happening through the next Thursday. We've got a three-week regular ed summer school, and then we will have a three-week special ed summer school in July. So we'll have students in and out of those buildings also.
I see here at the Monday school board meeting, you guys toured the middle school as well?
We did. We did a walkthrough of the new middle school. They are about 80% done with concrete flooring pours. There's still a little bit of open area that they have to pour in the gymnasium and in the new commons area. The commons area will be poured by this Friday, and then the gym will be poured once the roof is on the new gymnasium. So they can control that moisture level a little bit better there. We have steel up on the two-story structure, the classroom portion of the building. So they're moving along quickly there. And there's some brick veneer going on the outside facing to the south and to the west of the new structure. So that's exciting to see how things are starting to take place out there. So You know, a lot of construction will happen this summer. Hopefully, we don't have a lot of weather delays like we had over the course of the winter that put things behind a little bit. But things are really looking good out there.
And tentatively scheduled to open next year, right?
It will open fall of 20.
Okay.
The building itself will be complete either late April of 20 or early May of 20, and we will open for classes fall of 20. With some of our new construction, fall of this year, we will open our Tech Ed building, which is on the backside of the Vocational Agriculture building. We have a new teacher hired out there, a new set of coursework, and I know the kids are excited. I'm excited. There's all sorts of new machinery in there. It's primarily woodworking machinery on that side. The VOAG will have the metalworking. There's a little CNC-controlled room where they will do some CNC programming and production. And then there's a little spray room there also, or a finish room.
Wow, that sounds all pretty nice.
It is very exciting.
Cool. Well, let's take a break. We'll talk more with Kevin Logan and Tim Winter here when we return on News Radio KMAN.